Okay, so yesterday we were doing in Sanhedrin, Hey Yama Beis, the idea of Rishus to Paskin, right? And the Gemara ended off with the Gemara brought down the story of certain Chachamim who gave a psak and people were misconstrued the psak. And then the Gemara says, "Ba'osa sha'a gozru." Right at that moment, they made a gzera. Talmud al yora ella im kain notel rishus me rabo. Right, a Talmud may not give a psak unless he has permission from his Rebbe. Okay, now what is so? What's that about? That is the question of the ability to give hora. It's need rishus to give hora. Okay. But then the Gemara goes into another topic. The Gemara takes up another topic. Related. And the Gemara says that certain Amora went to a town and he darshaned that it's mutter lilso schiten bepesach. So he gave them a psak. He taught them a halacha. And they said to him, how could you do this? Your Rebbe is here. Okay, your Rebbe is here. And we learned in the Braisa, Talmud al yore halacha b'makom rabo. Elim kein haya rochuk mimenu shalosh parsos kinegin machane Israel. Okay, so they told him a Talmud may not paskin halacha in the place of his Rebbe. Right? Elim kein haya rochuk mimenu shalosh parsos, unless he's three parsos away. I guess that's not the makom Rebbe anymore. Right? It's defining the makom of the Rebbe. And we learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu and Knesset Yisrael and the Machane Yisrael. So he said to them, I didn't know. Okay. So this is a seemingly different halacha. Right? And the first halacha is, are you capable of giving a horah at all? Do you have permission to paskin? Okay, that's one halacha. And that's Gzeira Midrabanan. Without that event, without those events, they wouldn't have made those Gzeira. They wouldn't have made that Gzeira. But the second case is a different thing. That's a more serious question. That sounds like an Issa D'Oraisa. Right? That in the place of your Rebbe, it's Usur to give Hora. And this Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to limit that to three parsos. So plaim shot. So in this Gemara, plaim shot is what? That it's osur within three parsos of your Rebbe to give a hora, and chutz and outside of three rachuk b'mimenu shalosh parsos is mutter. That seems like this Gemara seems to be saying. And what's the inyan? The first inyan, the inyan of the gzeira, was an inyan of practicality to be sure that the person is doing the right job. But what's the inyan of this iser? Gemara doesn't say. Okay, so we're following up this second inyan of the issa d'oraisa of being mora halacha b'fnei rabba. And really the main sugya is in samach beis amud beis in Erevin through samach gimel amud aleph. Okay, so let's take up that Gemara. Samach Beis on the Beis in Erevin. I have to say, it's a little bit confusing, keeping track of who's who and who's where. But let's see if we can get all the facts straight, and then we'll come back and see if we can define it. I'm just telling you, there are two major approaches, the Ran and the Tosis. Well, we're going to start with the Tosis. Right, anyway, so let's take the Gemara. Go ahead. Mahu la'oruye b'makom rabo. So what kind of question is that? I mean, just open the Bryson. It's the Bryson Sanhedrin. So what kind of a question is this? Right? Yeah. Go ahead, so what is Rashi saying? Yeah. So Rashi's saying that it's a specific question. The question is a very specific type of a hurrah, right? Now, as the Gemara is not entertaining here a question of a complex issue that the person really has to think over and make a hachra. Sometimes you have a complicated question, like we had before, minds can see it different ways. It's an issue that has to be paskened on, and it's an open question. And you'll come in and you'll think it over and give your impression, your feeling about it, your psak. That's not this Gemara's question. That's pashut. The Gemara's saying that that's pashut. That's usur. The only question here is a very specific question. And Rashi says that the question is a milsa pshita. It's not something that's tali b'svara. No, if it was something that's tali b'svara, that's obvious. The Gemara is, according to Rashi, it's obvious that that would be asa. The Gemara is dafka asking a specific kind of a question. It's not something that's tali b'svara. It's really a davar that's pasha. But so is the, and that's the question. Do we say since it's not something that's tali b'svara and it's a milsa pshita that it's mutter, or do we say no, it's a chutzpah? It's a chutzpah. All right, let's go a little further. Let's just see what exactly are we talking about. Right. So he said to him, even be'asa be'kutcha. Boy, me name Rav Chista. Right. Yeah. So he said to him, I couldn't figure that out. But so he said to him that even an egg in kutach. You know, kutach comes up a lot. It's some sort of fermented dip with milk and bread. It's in Psachim, Kutach HaBavli. It's a certain type of a dip, but it was made with milk, basically Nisuvi, what do you call it? Nisuvi de Chalba, that's like whey. Nisuvi de Chalba is whey. Okay? So even if someone asked him, even when he was asked, if what? You can eat an egg with milk, basically. Who is the question asked to? Right. He says, I would ask, the Bach makes it like he's speaking, right? The speaker is, he says, I would ask Rav Chista, all the days of Rav Huna, if you can eat an egg with milk, and he would never answer me. So Rashi says, "Boibinei mirav Chista im muter im aser ulanasoso hayemiskaven im yor makom rabo." No, it was a pasha question. So why was he asking him? He was testing him. Funny Gemara. Velo ori b'shnei de Rav Huna rabbi. So as long as Rav Huna was alive, Rav Chista would not even answer me this simple question. He would not even answer me this simple question. Okay, so anyway, that's how simple we're talking. That's how simple we're talking.
I'm curious, what is the issue, what's the question even by the egg?
Yeah. No. So I didn't tell you to do this, it's a little more complicated, but Tosfos has an interesting thing. Take a look at Tosfos. Afilu be'asa be'kutcha. So he says, Mefarish ba'aruch delav v'stam beitzem ayri. So the aruch is a rishon, and he explains. He says the aruch explains. You know what the aruch is? Didn't we do it recently? The aruch? No, b'kis we did it. The aruch is it's like the original dictionary. It's the original dictionary. That's why it says on the side, Erech Kotach. See that? It means if you look under the word Kotach, he defines these halachic, he defines like halachic terms in the Gemara, like certain terms in the Gemara. So, over and he gives a little bit of a pirush sometimes, not just a literal translation, but he goes through a little bit of the sugya. So he says, the Aruch explained that this question was not about a regular egg. The Oson Ein Srichim Heter. You don't need a heter for there's no, it's not even a shayla, it's not even a shadow of a doubt. The Ein Lecha Am Ha'aretz Shlo Yodashim Mutaris B'Cholov. So he says, it can't be just stam. He asked him, can I have a chicken, can I have an egg with milk? He says, that wouldn't require any type of a psak. I mean, it's just a common knowledge. It's a davar yadua to everybody. It doesn't express any type of psak. So what was his question? Ella kisheshochet es ha'tarnagoles u'motza bo beitzim gemuros shemutu le'ochlem b'cholav. That was his question. What about when you shech the chicken and you find a whole egg inside there? That was the question he was asking. Because it's sad to say that it's still part of the chicken. Since it wasn't laid yet, maybe you'll say it's still part of the chicken. Maybe it's fleshy. Right? There is a point where we consider it like a fleshy thing. Because the Gemara says, so then he says, oh, so maybe you'll ask, why is it mutter to eat it? Because we say that if there was an egg that was a, we say that if a chicken died, if a chicken died and you find an egg inside the chicken, you can't eat that egg because it's like a novella. So, but if you shechted it, you can. So that's his question. So that doesn't make any sense. The whole thing doesn't make any sense now. See, Tosfos says, "Vim tomra my mutter lo chlam b'cholav." Why should it be mutter? My shnami beitzas novella dasrinan. Afilu kamoa nimkeres b'shuk, even though it's whole, it's got the shell on it and everything. V'tiritz b'halachos gedolos, so the Bahag answered, the gabi ish nevela d'araisa hichmiru, of a bebasar of b'chol of the rabbanon hikilu. Funny answer. It's like it's separate already. So now he's like this, but now Tosfos really worked himself into a pickle. Why? It says Vim Tomar Im Kain my Afilu. Now it's a complicated shaila. The Kamrinon Afilu Beos Abikutri. He was trying to make it into a very simple case. Now he turned it into a big lumda shaila over here.
Well, maybe it's Pidi because something get wrong with Kula isn't Pashit.
He says the Otu Mi Pashit Heter Tvei Mishar Devarim. But why is this more simple than any other thing? He's like trying to take like the simplest kind of a case. He says, "Ha plugsi de lamandam or boster of pecholav da raisa asiri, miti davia beitzas nevela." So then he says like this: it comes out some machlokus in the Tanayim, if boster of is asher midaraisa with cholav or not. So now it's going to come out like this: if you hold boster of is da raisa, so then the chicken you shouldn't be able to eat the egg with milk, if it was shechted, if it was found in the shechted animal. So this is like a regular psak on a regular machlokas tanayim. The omari lahachik omar afilu shaf pisha kola olam nogim boheter. So this is, he wants to say like this. What does it mean afilu? Afilu doesn't mean it's a simpler kind of a question, right? But what does it mean? It means everybody knows it. Everybody does it, and everybody knows it. It doesn't sound like Rashi's learning like this, though. But yeah. All right. Let's go back now to what's. Let's leave this for alone for a moment. What is the? Well, let's see. Go back now. Now I have a little bit of a basis to understand what's going on. Let's go back and try to go to what's the original chakira, right? I mean, it's the original chakira. Is it mutter or is it asar? Do you say it's mutter because it's a milsa pshita, and it's not tali b'svara? Or do you say it's aser because it's chutzpah? What kind of, what's the chakira? What's the question? Can we define the chakira? Whether it's mutter or aser, right? It's a question. Mahu lo ruye. So Rashi gives both sides. Do you say it's not tali b'svara and it's a milsa pshita, so it's mutter? Or do you say it's a chutzpah? What's the two sides? We hold it's a chutzpah, but what are the two sides? Nature of the iser. I mean, what's the nature of the iser? What's the nature of the iser? Chutzpah. So, what's the nature of the iser? Is a sounds like it, right? Sounds like it's an inyan of whatever. So it seems like it's an inyan of kavod, right? At least according to the second side. So what's the question? Can we define the chakira over here? Alright, so what would the chutzpah be? Let's start somewhere. What would the chutzpah be? It's a davar pasha. What's the chutzpah?
Why? To lack of
cover. How?
Well,
let's take the other side. Why would it only be a problem if it required svara? So I think you were saying this. I don't know why it was coming out unclear to me. But what would be the chutzpah? What would be the lack of kavod if it required svara?
It would be to say, as if you were saying it.
Right. So it would be to say, you know, as your Rebbe, it would be, if you would give a svara, so that would be saying that you're putting yourself in on par with your Rebbe, saying, I can give a svara here. It's something that requires Ian, something that requires thinking. So you don't have a right to place yourself in that position in the makom of the one who is your Rebbe in svara. As a matter of fact, that's the halacha of kavod harav. Even if your Rebbe says a svara, you're not even supposed to say, I agree with your svara. That's the halacha of kavod. You're not supposed to put yourself in the position of being like on equal footing with him. Say, I agree. Good svara, Rebbe.
You can't even comment.
That's a lack of kavod. So here too, certainly, taking the mantle over here of svara. Yeah. So it's an inyan of, in other words, not saying Aaron's saying it's not necessarily a reality. But it's a matter of kavod though. It is a matter of kavod. Defer. I defer to the expert. I defer to someone else. I defer to my Rebbe. Yeah. Good. Okay, so Aaron is now moving a little different direction. That what? That giving the psak is a question is saying that you're an authority. Yeah, that's true. But that I would say is the second side more. Now, as the second side is saying, at least the second side I can understand that fits in smoother on the second side. The second side is saying, look, even though it's a simple no-brainer, any guy in yeshiva would know the answer to this, right? But still, you can't answer it. Why? Not because you're really doing anything. Not because you're taking over the svara, not because you're using your svara in the place of someone in place of your Rebbe svara, it's davar pasha. But lemaisa, you're setting yourself up as an authority. As a person's asking you the question, he doesn't know. So to you, know, right? But since the guy is asking you the question, doesn't understand, he doesn't know the answer, obviously, and he's coming to you for an answer, for you to give the answer is a chutzpah, because you're setting yourself up as an authority. As an authority, it doesn't matter whether it's something that you need a svara to understand or not. It's a certain role. That role you have no right to take. That's really, I think, is more on the second side. The second side is saying there's a certain institution that the Rebbe should have the role of the authority. You're nichnetim, you're under him. You're also, he's an authority to you. And you shouldn't take over the role of an authority to somebody else in his place. But the first side is seems to be a little less than that. First side is a little different. In other words, it seems like the basic idea of Al Yora, Talmud Al Yora, Halacha Bifnei Rabbo, is that you can't take the Rebbe's place, right? But the question is, in what sense? Is it only in terms of the Maisa of Hora? So then it would only be if it's something that requires a Svara. In other words, if you have a Maisa Hora that requires, if there's something that requires Svara, so then that's something, then that's really the, that's the activity of the Rebbe, of weighing and thinking and analyzing, right? So in the analytical sphere, you can't take the place of the Rebbe. So if someone comes and asks you a shaila and requires an analysis, to go through the analysis on your own and think of your own answer would be an isser of taking the place of the Rebbe in terms of the Maisa of Talmud Torah of the Rebbe. But if it's something that's Dever Pasha, it's not an Inyan of Talmud Torah. It's not an Inyan of Ian. You understand? In other words, where the Rebbe would be needed, let's put it that way, where there's an Inyan of Limud and Hora and analysis, so now your whole Limud, your whole Svara is really based on the fact that you had a Rebbe. The Rebbe is the one who taught you Svara. So in the process of Svara, which is really the Rebbe's domain, that you can't take his place in. But if it's a Dover Pasha, it doesn't need any Svara, something you just heard or you know is a fact, maybe even heard from your Rebbe, so then that's not an Inyan of the, then you're not, you know, you can't function like him in that, you can't take over his function that way. But if it's not Dover of Svara, so then you're not. You know what I'm trying to say? Or do you say it's his position? Now, what does it mean you can't give a psak in his place? Is it because you can't do the Maisa of the Rebbe, or is it more that he has a certain position vis-a-vis the Am, and you cannot take over that position at all? Is it one way? Is really more in terms of you? That in internally you can't put yourself in the place to function like he does. So when you need a svara, you have to decline and you have to say it's not my place to give my svara. That's not proper for me to give my svara, makom Rebbe, right? But a milsa pshita wouldn't be a problem. But that would be more in terms of the inyan of Talmud Torah and how you treat your Rebbe in terms of Talmud Torah. But if it was a milsa pshita, there's no problem. But the second side is saying there's an inyan of the Rebbe in terms of what they call like srara, like a certain position, a certain office. So vis-a-vis the Am, he has a certain place. That place is handing down disseminating halachic knowledge. So even though for you it's a milsa pshita, you can't take over that role for the Am. That was the question. What's the Isser? Is the Isser in terms of the Gavra himself, in terms of Talmud Torah himself? And then it would only be if it's an Inyan for him that requires his Svara. Like it would be like putting his Svara on par with the Rebbe's Svara. Or is it in terms of the Am, an Inyan of the position of the Rebbe? Yeah, Aaron? Chutzpah on the first side. Okay. Now, the chutzpah is less than the first side. The first side it would be is really an Isser of actually doing the function of the Rebbe yourself, giving svara yourself. That's a real isser of kavod harav. But I mean, is it a chutzpah? Yeah, it certainly is a chutzpah.
So the problem is.
But what I'm trying to say is like this. I say the basic idea is that you can't take the place of the Rebbe. That's putting yourself on footing, on par with him. But in what realm is the question? Is it in the realm of the limud itself? So then it's only if it requires a svara. Or is it in terms of his position with regards to the people? So then it's even a milsa pshita, because he's functioning that way for the people. Okay? It's interesting, Tosus. Take a look at this Tosus of Ma'ulo Ruye. He says, Omer Ri, Kol Hani Ho Ro'os Kigon Shebom Maisa Lafon of Umora Lasos Kane. When the Gemara says this, it's really talking about halacha lemaisa. Someone comes to you with a practical shaila. What should I do? Avalim shoalin l'talmud halacha kedivrei mi yochol lomar kol masha b'daito ubavach lo yore al maisa sheba. Funny tosis. He says this whole thing is limited to actually giving psak. But if someone comes to the Talmud and says, "What do you think about this issue? Who do you think the halacha is like?" He's allowed to say whatever he thinks. But he can't paskin on a shaila. Now, it's not a thing that you're not allowed to express your own das in front of your Rebbe. Tosa is saying it's not an inyan like that. It's not that you're not allowed to express your opinion about something. He's saying you can't. It's all in terms of psak. Now, was Tosa saying the whole inyan is limited to the position of the Rav as a mora halacha, not just stam. He's not talking about stam question of Talmud Torah. He's taking that. Of course, you're allowed to express what you think about things. That's all right. It's what you think. You're not saying it's definitive. You're not saying it's final. But to give up sak halacha, that's a certain finality. Nothing wrong with saying, I think about things this way. That's everybody's. That's the process of Talmud Torah, but Hora is different. Hora is not just saying what I think about something. It's definitive, saying this is the halacha. It's the only time you're getting into the realm of being pogeya in the covenant of your Rebbe is when you're giving a definitive statement. Definitive is halacha lemaisa, not theoretical. In the theoretical, it's fine. As long as it's not, if it's a bom maisa lefonav and you want to know a psak, that's the inyan of this sugya. No, the sugya is not talking about your own, you're allowed to have your own thinking about something. You're allowed to express an opinion about something when your Rebbe is in the makom of a Rav. That's not pogeya in the cover of the Rav. I mean, every good Rav wants his Talmud to be able to think over things. But to say, this is, I am paskening a shayla, that's different. Now you're saying, this is an ultimate definitive statement lemaisa. Okay. We're not changing the svar. Tosis is just giving you the shear of when you consider to be really doing something. You have to really be doing something in order to be pogeya in the cover of the Rav. It has to be a definitive, taking a definitive objective position. That's only lemaisa. So otherwise, it's just, you're just in the theoretics. No, it has to be that it's, the whole shaila is only when it's lemaisa. Because then you're saying definitively, this is it. So, but again, still is the question, is it because you're taking a definitive position, lemaisa, on an inyan of svara, or just the fact that legabe the people, it's you're handing out a psak? It was just the maisa of psak itself. Is the problem just the maisa of psak? Because that should be the domain of the Rav, or only you to put yourself in the position of a bal svara that has a definitive answer. Okay, anyway, let's go on. So that's one case. We got to sort of get the cases straight. So that was one case. That's who? That's Rav Chista and Rav Huna. So he wouldn't paskin at all during the lifetime of Rav Huna. Even on the case of the chicken and the chicken and the egg. The egg and the milk. Okay, then there's one more case. Seems like it was asked another time in a different setting. Ma'ulu'i ba'asrei derabe. Okay, makom is the same as asrei. Amalei hacha amar Rav Yosef, afilu be'usa b'kutcha. Amalei Rav Yaakov bar Abba la baye. Kigon, Megillas Tainus Diksiva Umancha Mahula Uruye Ba'asre de Rabbi. It's a difficult Gemara. So he says, what about Megillas Tainus? It's already written. So what is Megillas Tainus? We don't have Megillas Tainus anymore. Gemara says, Butla Megillas Tainus. But it was certain days that you couldn't have a Tainus and a Hesped and those kinds of things. So why would you call it Megillah, Rashi says? Because nothing was written down in those days. Except for Megillas Tainus. That's why they called it the Megillah. So also, isn't it, it's the same question, no? It's a Davar Pasha. Doesn't require any thinking on his own, any Svara. But he is the go-to person. He's setting himself up. He's taking the position of being the authority that you come to answer questions. But it's interesting. He says, and he answers them, even the egg. So in other words, it sounds like Rav Yosef is saying, the egg is even easier than the Megillas Tainus. No, it sounds like he's saying it's equal, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Because that was the story. That was the... when he's saying, Afilu Be'yosef B'kutcha, doesn't mean he's saying that it's less than Megillas Tainus. Right? He's saying even something obvious. Megillas Tainus is also something obvious. Doesn't require any svar. Okay, anyway, let's go further. Now, Barmine Rav Chista. Oh, sorry. Okay, now, so that's it. So far we have that what? Rav Chista and Rav Huna. Rav Chista would not answer any questions in the time of Rav Huna. Now, but it says, Ori Rav Chista, I'm sorry, Rav Chista Ori Bekafri Bishane de Rav Huna. So one second. So first it said that Rav Chista would never answer any simple questions in the days of Rav Huna. And now it says he did answer questions, he did Paskin Shailas in Kafri in the days of Rav Huna. So why? Rashi? Okay. So now we have our first exception over here. Or the first qualification. Now what did it mean that Rav Chista would not answer any questions in the time of Rav Huna? That apparently is in the place of Rav Huna. Right? But in his own town, where he lived, and that was not the place of Rav Huna, he would. Right? He lived in whatever this town is called, and Rav Huna lived in Pumbedisa. It's true they were both in Bavel, but that's not called, Bavel's not called Rav Huna's place. You don't say the whole country of Bavel is Rav Huna's place. So in Rav Huna's town, Rav Chista wouldn't answer any questions, but in his own town he would. So it's local. And that makes sense. That makes sense. In Rav Huna's town, he's the authority. And there's no reason why Rav Chista can't be the authority in his town. Takes one? One more case. Now we have what else? Rav Amnuna Ori Becharsa de Arges, Bishani de Rav Chista. So it's a similar kind of a thing, right? In his town, he would paskin shailas even though Rav Chista was alive. Apparently, Rav Chista was in a different place. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so Ravina Sar Sarkina. What does that mean?
You would inspect the knife.
Right. So in other words, the shochet is halacha that a shochet is supposed to you check the knife before you do shechita. Right? Because maybe there's a little bit of a nick. And a nick could tear the simonim and not slice them. Right? You can't use like a serrated knife for shechita. It has to be cutting, not tearing. So there's halacha, you're supposed to show the knife to the chacham. Well, that's an inyan of kavod. Okay? So it says that Ravina inspected the knife. Okay, and Rashi says the whole idea is covered. So what does it mean? It means that basically Ravina no nimtzer and Ravina noto lo ateres kavod ha'ir. So that's the, he took the crown of Kavod HaYir. So he made himself the person. He said, I'm the one to inspect the knife. That's a certain position of Kavod. So he took the mantle of Kavod HaYir. Viravashi rabo bimasa machsiyohav vimi bavel. I know Rashi keeps putting in the Bavel business, but okay. So anyway, so Ravina was in Bavel, right? It says Sar Sakina be Bavel. And that is in the Masa of Machsia. I'm sorry, Ravashi was in Machsia, right? Okay, go ahead.
My time of Marhavi.
Right, so when Ravashi heard that Ravina was checking knives, he said, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? So he thought that was wrong. Go ahead. So Ravina said back to him, what's the problem? I'm doing like Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna gave psak in his town in the time of Rav Chisda. Right? So I can do the same thing. Ho, the old Rashi says, v'lo hayar rabo darba. Since his Rebbe didn't live in that town, there was no problem for him to give psak. Afal pisha, I saw Bavel. Even though they're all in Bavel, as he thought maybe that's what Ravashi was bothered by. So he's saying, no, look, even though we're all in Bavel, Bavel is not one jurisdiction, but it goes by the town. You ever hear the term Mora de Asra? You ever hear the term? The Mora de Asra. That means the one who gives Horah for this town. Mora de Asra. So he says, look, I'm in this town, you're in that town. I'm not taking over your territory. I'm in my own town. Go ahead. So Ravashi said back, no, you got the story wrong. It says he didn't give Hora.
Itmar Lo'ori.
So Ravina said, no, you got it wrong. It says Ori and Lo'ori. In when Rav Huna was alive, and Rav Huna was his Rebbe, then you're right, he wouldn't give Hora. But when Rav Chisda was alive, Rav Chisda was his Rebbe, was his Talmud Chover, then he did give Hora. So what is he saying? Let's just get this fact straight. So now he's saying like this. So what? Up to now we've been saying that in the town of your Rebbe you can't give Hora, and outside of the town you can give Hora. Right? And now Ravina is telling Ravashi, that's true by a Talmud Chaver. But by a Talmud Gomor, it's Usher. So how's it coming out now? As long as he lives. How's it coming out now? If he's your real Rebbe, your Rebbe Mufak, let's say, the one you really learned your Torah from, right? Then it comes out, now the Gemara is saying you can never give Psak. As long as he's alive. Maybe in Bavel. Right? Move to, Australia, maybe. But in then you can never give Psak. But if he's a Talmud Chaver, then as long as he's not in that town, you can give Psak. And Ravina said to Ravashi, I'm a Talmud Chaver of yours. So that's why there's no problem for me to check the knives in my town, but not in your town. Right, what's a Talmud Chaver? Rashi. Rashi gives a very broad definition of a Talmud Chaver, right? Basically, they're equal in Chachma. They're equal in Chachma. But he learned something. He learned a few things from him. He learned a few things from him. I mean, is it a one-way relationship? What if he learned something from him and he learned something from him? They could both be Talmud Chaver to each other?
Be balanced out.
I mean, there's a Gemara that says something like that. Gemara says, in Bavel, they used to all stand up for each other.
Can we do this in Pariyams? Again.
Could be. And they would tear Kriya for each other.
It's tear
Kriya. If someone died. They consider each other like a talmidim of each other.
Oh, you're already done, sir.
Right. So what's the difference between the Talmud Chaver? Let's just think about it halachically speaking. In terms of the Talmud Chaver, why is it that the Talmud Chaver only extends to his town, but the Talmud Gomor extends beyond? See Tosus? That's what Tosus is. The Tosus of Rav Chista. So how is it that Rav Chista gave up Psak in his town in the time of Rav Huna? So he says, Kid the Mefarish Bekuntris, Shelo Hayasham Mekomo, that wasn't his place, Shel Rav Huna, Ubebedizoy Mekomo, Vetzarach Lomer, the Talmud Chavad, Rav Huna Hava, Kemo Rav Amnuna, the Ori Beasar Becharsa Dargis, Beshayed Rav Chista, the Mefarish Shom, Talmud Chavad, Dileho. Of a Talmud Gomor, Ain Yachol Loros, the Filo Shelo Mekom Rabbe. Kidamrinan, Bishani de Rav Huna, Lori Rav Nuna, Becharsa Dargis, Alpha Pisha, Yamakomo, Shel Rav Huna, Pumbadiso. A feel rochuk men a sholosh parsos. Oh, feel tvei usher. I would stop over there. We'll get into other topics next. Yeah. So how do you define this then? So how can we define this? Now, just to put the question more plainly, you know, why is it? It definitely seems like it's an inyan of kavod. So the question though is, why is it that by the Talmud Chaver, by the Rebbe, he's objectively. You owe him kavod, and that exists everywhere. to give a psak would be a problem anywhere. But why? But by the Talmud Chaver, for some reason, it's only when you're in his place, because you learned something from him. It's only when you're in his place that you have to recognize his kavod. Has to be two things. Has to be you learned something from him. And it's only in that town. But if you were equal to him and you didn't learn anything from him, it wouldn't be a problem giving a psak in his town. So why is it, and the fact that you learned something from him is not a problem when you're not in his town. So why is it when you learn something from him, you owe him a certain kavod, I understand that, but why is it only when you're in his town that comes out?